Children from the Soweto area of South Africa splash around in a swimming pool during a camp organized by the U.S.-based nonprofit Global Camps Africa. In addition to activities like sports, dancing, and arts and crafts, there are also classes for hygiene, nutrition, and HIV/AIDS awareness. In a message posted on the group's website, Bali Nkwanyana explains the importance and effectiveness of this approach.
I wouldn't like these kids to have all the wrong information that I got growing up. So somehow I feel that it is my responsibility to give these kids knowledge. Knowledge is power. That's the only way that they could have a brighter future is if they are equipped with knowledge.
The British-based group Avert says most children living with HIV/AIDS, almost 9 in 10, live in sub-Saharan Africa. In the 15 to 19 age group in South Africa, the latest figures from 2009 indicate more than 13% were infected with HIV. In Rwanda, where more than 170,000 people are estimated to be living with the disease, the U.S.-based group CHF International is also organizing a series of camps for AIDS orphans and other vulnerable children. With help from local organizations and Peace Corps volunteers, camp participants get tested for HIV, receive health education, and also work on a personal plan for their future. Ann Smith is the CHF country director for Rwanda.
A lot of these kids have several strikes against them starting out. And so, you know, succeeding in school, succeeding in life is that much more challenging. And given the situations that they, you know, that they're living in within their families and communities, and I think that this really provides them with an opportunity to be with their peers, to be with other classmates who are in a similar situation, and really look at, you know, I am capable of, and I have the ability to really make something of my life.
She says the life plans and extra schooling also give them the confidence to become leaders when they return to their regular schools.
I receive comments like, you know, my opinion is appreciated. I'm a trusted person. I can support others. I can lead in my school. I can lead in my community. And so really, really just a lot of examples of just kids really getting to a point where they feel like they can reach out towards something bigger and really set goals for themselves.
The four-day camps in Rwanda begin on August 1st in more than 20 locations and run until the middle of the month, helping more than 16,000 school-age children. At each of the camps, the children draw what they call a tree of hope, with every branch symbolizing each of their goals. Nico Columbans, VOA News, Washington.